This is a short devotional based on chapter 1 of LEAD, 12 Gospel Principles for Leadership in the Church, written by Paul Tripp. God's saving grace ignites in the hearts of all of His children a radical shift in ambition. Where once our thoughts, desires, words, actions were motivated and directed by our ambition to achieve our definition of personal happiness, by grace, they're now shaped by our ambition for the kingdom of God, to achieve all that God has designed for it to achieve. Where we once were ambitious for what we want, we now are ambitious to do the will of God. Further, God calls us to be ambitious for the growth and expansion of His kingdom between the already of our conversions and the not yet of our homegoing. Human beings are achievers, meant to build and rebuild, to grow and expand, to uproot and to plant, to tear down and to build, to dream and to achieve dreams. But every ambition and every achievement must bow to the lordship and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you think about that, Paul's words there? That God calls us to be ambitious for the growth and expansion of His kingdom. What role does ambition play in your discipleship? Or what are your ambitions as a group leader? What do you want to achieve? What are you hoping to see happen over the next 3 months through your leadership of a community group at the Village Church? Or if that's hard to put your finger on, what would make you feel like you've failed? What could happen or what could not happen that would lead you to say that this was all just a big waste of time? Whether we're talking about the way that one evening went, or a series of gatherings, or maybe just calling into question this whole group leadership thing altogether. Surely, if you're not mindful of any explicit ambitions, you have at least some idea of what would make you feel like you have failed. Whether we know it or not, we're all leading with ambitions and expectations. The question is, whose ambitions are they? Where did they come from? What are they shooting for? And are we expecting of ourselves and maybe even of our group members what we should only expect of God? As Paul says in his book, we have the power to build church stuff, but we have no power whatsoever to build people. When it comes to people building, we are completely dependent on transforming grace. Failure is not the inability to produce desired results, whether that's smooth, engaging group conversations or great attendance or story after story of life change. Faithfulness is what God asks of us. The rest is entirely up to His sovereignty and the power of His grace, which means that our ministry, passion, and energy should be focused on doing everything we can to lead the people entrusted into our care into a deeper love for and service to Jesus Himself. Because God designed your group members not to be dependent on you, but on Him. And He made you just as dependent as the weakest, flakiest, worldliest person in your group. When the gospel rewrites our definition of achievement, ambition is no longer at odds with our limits as group leaders. Coming to grips with all we can't do isn't threatening. We don't have to fear exposing our weakness or confessing our sins or being seen as not having it all together. This is what it looks like to stand in the shadow of Jesus' perfect achievement in the gospel. We get to enjoy the freedom from having to be anything more than human. Sinners saved by grace, sufferers comforted by hope, image bearers restored to their place in a kingdom that is not their own. Be ambitious to this end these next few months, that as you run up against the wall of your own limitations and weaknesses and failures, that you would remember and rest in the God who has none. So how do you define success and failure? What are your ambitions? Do you and the people in your group feel free to confess your personal weaknesses and your sins? Do they know that when you do that, they'll be met with grace? How has your experience leading made you more aware of your own weaknesses, your own shortcomings, your own limits? And has that cultivated dependence on the Lord or despair in yourself? Or has it moved you to clamor for more control or to relinquish a false sense of control back to the Father? God calls us to be ambitious for the growth and the expansion of His kingdom, and we get to do so joyfully in light of Christ's once and for all perfect achievement for us. I want to leave you today with a song, Your Labor Is Not in Vain by Sojourn.
and stain. You're planting and reaping are never the same. Your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not.
You labor to build.